I invite you to turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, the last book of the Bible, and the third chapter. And I want to speak to you this morning from a familiar passage of Scripture, a verse that I have preached on a few times over the years, several times over the years, a couple of times since I've been here. But I assure you, this is not a message that you have heard before. So you do have to listen, all right? Amen. Okay. Just checking. And a very familiar verse of Scripture, one that you have heard before, not the message, but the verse. So look at verse 20 of the third chapter of the book of the Revelation. We have the Lord speaking here, and to the church at Laodicea, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." I want to preach to you this morning a message entitled "Knocking at the Door." Jesus knocking at the door. Notice what he said: "I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." I want you to think about who is speaking here. How many of you have a red letter edition of the Bible? You have red letters. Is it in red letters there? Yeah, this is Jesus speaking, is it not? Now, I want you to think about that, folks. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "I stand at the door of your heart, and I am knocking, asking you to open the door and let me in." That's an amazing statement. And I want to speak to you this morning on that statement, knocking at the door. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the privilege to be able to open the Bible and look at the eternal truths of heaven. Lord, we're so thankful that not one jot nor tittle of this is going to vanish before it all comes to pass. Lord, we're thankful that we have an eternal Bible. And Lord, as we look at this little truth from the Scripture this morning, I pray that you will bless it to our hearts. That, Lord, you'll help each one of us to understand that you love us and that you desire a personal relationship with each and every person in this room. So, Lord, help us to see, Lord, this morning, you knocking at the door of our hearts. And I pray that, Lord, when we hear that knock, that we will open the door and that fellowship that is spoken of in this verse can be experienced by every person in the room. Lord, bless us together. May the Word of God stir our hearts, and we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Back in the mid-1800s, there was a fellow, an artist, by the name of William Holman Hunt. And Mr. Hunt was a good Christian, loved the Lord, read his Bible, understood his Bible, and he sat down one day and decided that he would paint a picture. And I suppose all of us have seen this picture at least somewhere, sometime during our life. Jesus is portrayed as standing at the door of an old English cottage. You can see the door of the house hanging on rusty hinges and covered with the trailing growth of the years. And there stands the Lord Jesus. He is wearing the robes of a commoner, and he is standing in the dew, and you can tell that it's dark outside, and you can tell that it's a chilly night, and there's a little bit of fog that can be seen, and then as you look over the picture, you notice something very interesting about the Lord as he is standing at the door. You will see as you look at him that he holds a lighted lamp in one hand whose rays are clearly shining upon, number one, the door, and then number two, his face. When you look at his face, the light reveals a very serious concern and look on his face. With the other hand, the Lord is knocking at the door. And it's an amazing picture. All of you have seen it at some time or another. Now, the really strange thing about this painting is what the artist, Mr. Hunt, entitled the painting, his work. He did not call it Christ knocking at the door. Everybody thinks that he took the idea from Revelation 3:20 and that he entitled the painting Christ knocking at the door. But if you will look carefully the next time you see it, or maybe you have it hanging in your house, if the people who reproduced the painting are true to the artist's intent, he did not name it Christ knocking at the door. Instead, he named it I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Instead of taking it from Revelation chapter 3, he took it out of the Gospel of John. And the point of the painting is that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, some of the art factories have reproduced this painting through the years, and they have taken it upon themselves to change the title from what it was originally given by its author. But the author's intent was that the painting was to be entitled, I am the light of the world. And the thing that impresses me as I read the story that surrounds this painting from the lips of Mr. Hunt himself, the thing that impressed me about it was the insight and the genius of the artist. For him, the wonder of it all was this, that the light, which is life and blessedness and victory, should be so near to the door of every heart. That's the thing that impressed me, and that's the thing that he was trying to convey. Yes, there are a lot of folks that think Revelation 3:20 was the inspiration for the painting, but it was not. The whole thing that the artist is trying to get us to see is that Christ is the light, and that if we will just open the door and let him in, his blessed light will come and fill our house, fill our hearts with the light that only he can give. Now, when you think about it, that is the most wonderful thing about this text. It is not the knocking at the closed door. It is the overwhelming thought of Christ, of Jesus Christ, of the Son of God, of the risen, living Savior of the world, standing and knocking at the door of my heart. Folks, look at the text. Look at what it says. This is Jesus speaking, and Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, that means you, that means me. And I read this verse this weekend, and I stopped as I read it right there. And I thought, you know, this is a wonderful truth. This is such a wonderful thought that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the risen, living Savior of the world, is standing and knocking at the door of my heart. Jesus wants to fellowship with me. That, dear friends, is an amazing thing. Now, had the artist painted some emperor whose words were law to millions of people, it would be sufficient to bring inspiration to any soul. Had this artist portrayed an angel standing and knocking at the door, like the angel that appeared to Abraham and led them out of Sodom before the judgment fell, it would have been inspiring to every soul who gazed upon it. But my dear friend, when we go apart and sit alone and think that knocking at the door of my heart is Jesus Christ Himself, that is something that will stir you and thrill you down to the very depths of your soul. I mean, think about it, folks. It's not the Jesus that walked across the hills and the valleys and the fields of Galilee. It's not the Jesus who was rejected and despised of men and had no place to lay his head. But it is the Jesus who has risen from the dead. It is the Jesus that was exalted in the heaven. It is the Jesus that was given a seat at the right hand of God the Father, the place of position and power and authority. It is the Jesus the one invested in all of the authority of glory. And yet that Jesus, that same Jesus, stands at the door of your heart and of my heart and is knocking, wanting us to open so He can come in and fellowship with us. Man, that ought to thrill your soul. You say, well, who am I? That's exactly right. Who are you? Who am I that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would want to fellowship with me? But He does. That's what my Bible says. Oh, dear friend, would you think of the magnitude of that? Would you think of the magnitude of that thought? At the door of your heart, this very minute, stands the risen, glorified, eternal Savior. And He's knocking at the door of your heart, hoping beyond all hope that you will open the door and let Him in. You know what passions are knocking at the door of your heart? You know what sins are knocking at the door of your heart? You know how the horrid and clamorous things of the world and of the flesh and of sin and of Satan. You know those things that are pounding at the door of your heart. Well, would you stop for just a moment and realize the severity of this text and realize that right now in the church, the open door at 11:28, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is right now knocking at the door of your heart. All He wants is a little fellowship with you. Isn't that amazing? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, I want to share with you three thoughts from this passage of Scripture. Three roads we're going to walk down. They're going to end us up at the same place. But I want to take you down three roads this morning that come from thinking about Jesus knocking at the door. The first thought is this. It simply means to me, as I thought on this verse, it simply means to me that Christ is not far away from any man. Not far away from any man. You see, wherever on earth there is a beating heart, there stands a yearning Savior. And the truth of the matter is, the best is never far away from any man. The very best is not far away from any man. You know, the Apostle Peter, in his second epistle, started talking about how in the last days, and I believe we're in the last days. As a matter of fact, I believe these are the last of the last days. Here we are in the last days. And the Apostle Peter was telling us what things would be like around the world during this time. One of the things that the Apostle Peter said was this, that there would be scoffers who would speak up and their voice would be heard and people would listen to them. And these scoffers would say, where is the promise of His coming? And he said that they would stand up and mock and they would say, well, you know, since the fathers fell asleep, since the apostles died, we haven't heard from God. My friend, I want to serve notice on you. That is not true. That is not true. You go ahead and scoff if you want to, and go ahead and poke fun at folks that love the Lord. Go ahead and do it, but I want you to realize that not all of us feel that way. Go ahead and spout your God is dead philosophy if you want to, but folks, I want to serve notice on you. I know that God is not dead. You say, how do you know that? Because I heard Him knocking on the door of my heart this morning, and I opened my Bible, and lo and behold, there He was, and I walked with Him and talked with Him, and He told me I'm His own. You can't tell me God is dead. I talked to Him just a little while ago. The Lord is near. Would you realize that, dear friend? Would you realize the Lord is not far away? He has not gone on a journey to some far distant galaxy. He has not hidden the light of heaven behind some far away planet. The truth of the matter is, the Lord is not far from any heart. You say, but Pastor, you don't know how wicked I've been in my life. No, I don't, and I really don't want to know, but I do know this, that the same one that is knocking at your heart knows every fiber of your being, and yet He still knocks. That one that is knocking at the door of your heart, He knows how wicked you've been. He knows the sins that you've committed. He knows what's in your heart. And the amazing thing is that in spite of all that He knows about us, He still went to Calvary's cross and gave His life's blood for you. That's a great thought, is it not? That's the Lord that's right now knocking at the door of your heart. You say, but Pastor, I don't know if He wants me. Oh, but He does, my friend. He does. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, did you catch that? If any man, and that certainly includes you. You see, folks, if anybody knows how wicked you have been, it's the all-knowing, all-seeing, almighty Savior. And here is the wonder of it all, that even though He knows how wicked and how sinful we are, He still willingly went to the cross and shed His precious blood for your sins. So, dear friend, that's what makes Him so wonderful. And right now, that Savior is knocking at your door. For even with that knowledge of us, He's still willing to knock at the door of our hearts and just hoping that we'll let Him in. Think of it, dear friend, your life, your heart, your door, your everlasting being. And to me, that is an amazing thing. For you see, I am sure that you have thought about this if you're here this morning and you're unsaved. I'm sure you've thought about that. The Lord is knocking at your heart. And I'm sure that you've thought about the fact that you're here this morning and unsaved. You don't know for sure that you're going to go to heaven when you die. If that's you this morning, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm saying. I want you to realize, you thought of this, I know you have. You've thought of the fact that if you don't open the door of your heart and get saved, that one of these days you are facing an eternity full of darkness and hopelessness and eternal suffering. Now, unsaved person, I know you've thought of that. That has to have crossed your mind somewhere along the way. And yet, here you are sitting here still in your unsaved condition. Well, can I make a suggestion to you this morning? Somewhere in the service, somewhere between now and the time that we dismiss, I want you to